Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. How are we all going? I cannot believe, but I'm super excited that it is December 2nd. I've actually been listening to Christmas carols all day, but to be fair, I have been listening to them for the past few weeks now anyway. I am finally sat down, recording slightly later by late. It's only 2 p.m., but I wanted to do it this morning, but I got carried away with a few other things, and here we are now. And in today's episode, I want to share with you the conversation that I had with a client last night on our private call. And I kind of wish that I had actually recorded this client call and been able to put up that recording as the podcast episode today, but I'm going to go through it and just unpick a few things that came up that I thought would be very beneficial for all of you to hear and all of you to kind of mull on as we wind down this year and as we head into the brand new year. It might seem like I'm jumping between a few different topics, but I promise you it is all linked. So I'll give you a rundown. Basically, this client wanted to get on the call and discuss a few things and elements when it came to her business life. And she is her own boss. She also does a bit of freelancing as well. And she was struggling to put in boundaries in place when it came to her clients. And obviously that reflected in the people that she was attracting. Now, when I hear that, when you are struggling in that aspect, whether it's business, you own your own business, or you work for someone, whatever it may be, I always like to take a step out, zoom out, go bird's eye view, take out the emotion, look at it logically, but then see what is surrounding that exact situation. So what would be surrounding that? Her personal life. So instead of diving into the key problem at that point in time, which she pointed out was the boundaries that she set for her clients and the people she was attracting, I asked her what's going on in your personal life, and do you struggle to set boundaries in your personal life? And straight away I could see it was like a light bulb moment. I could see her light up and she was like, well, I've actually been struggling with my brother. Now, without giving away too much detail, because it's my client's personal life, overall, she was just struggling to set those boundaries with her brother in a lot of different sense. And I'm sure this is something, especially when it comes to family, which I'll actually touch on, I'll go a little bit deeper. But when it comes to family, I think we do struggle to set boundaries and we do struggle to put our foot down or to express how we feel, because it is family, it is people that we love, it is people that we care for, and people we do anything for, right? And I know that I definitely have been in that situation with all of my family, especially my brother and my sister. I've struggled to set my own boundaries, but then I've also struggled probably at times to comply, for lack of a better word, comply to their boundaries. And you know, this is all about a learning game and understanding people's feelings and understanding how they want to be respected and how they see themselves. So one of the first things that I brought up to her was, have you approached your brother to speak about how you are actually feeling when he treats you this way? And we like to think this is an obvious point, right? We like to think, oh yeah, of course, you know, someone's disrespecting me or someone's making me feel bad, of course we'd speak to them. But that isn't always the case. And I said, have you sat him down and have you actually said to him, okay, you are making me feel X, Y, Z, and I do not like it. And I told her, literally, you need to say that and you need to shut up and you need to see how he responds. And normally when people push against your boundaries, especially family, they will fight back and they will retaliate and they will think that you are attacking them, or they might think that you don't care about them or you don't love them. But it's because you start to put up that boundary line and you start to stand in your own power and you start to take the control back, right? And she said to me, she said, no, I actually, funnily enough, I haven't shared how this has made me feel. I haven't said that out loud. I've sat down, I've had many conversations with him. You know, we've had many fighting conversations, many disagreements, many arguments, but I actually haven't said, you make me feel this way. And the way I said it to her is, there's no point whatsoever. If you're dealing with this, and again, this situation can be replicated, either family situation, in a romantic relationship, in a platonic relationship, co-worker, whatever. This is, you know, everything that I share with you all can always be replicated across your entire lifestyle, right? So I said, why don't you say that? Be super honest and let him know that you are feeling a certain way because of how he is treating you. And number one, this signifies that you believe in yourself enough to set those boundaries and to stand in your power, but you are also taking the control of how someone else's is making you feel, right? We've all been in that situation where someone has wronged us, someone has hurt us, someone has made us sad or angry, and we like to blame them. And yes, if you, whoever it is, has hurt you or has made you angry or sad in some way, shape, or form, yes, they've done that to you, but it is in your own power to choose whether you are going to let them control your emotions and to stay in the low vibrational emotion. Does that make sense? And so I shared this with her and I said, yes, your brother can make you feel a certain way. We're human beings. We feel emotions. It's, you know, I recommend, and I've always said this, you need to be able to feel your emotions, whether you deem it as a positive emotion or whether you deem it as a negative emotion. But it is your choice whether or not he or anyone else in your life has the power to keep you there. When we literally marinate in a low vibrational emotion, it attracts to us other low vibrational circumstances and people in our life, right? And I'm going to come full circle with this. So just hold in there. But everything has great purpose from what I spoke about. And I think it's, as I said at the start, very beneficial for everyone to hear as we come to this time of the year, right? Because especially when it's Christmas, and I know the States, all of you guys just did Thanksgiving, and when it's the festive season, it can be really hard when it comes to loved ones and families, and especially if you don't have, I put in quotation marks, a functional family or a family dynamic or a loved one dynamic. It can be very difficult, right? And I appreciate and I understand that. But if we go back to what I said to her about standing in her own power, and she said, you know, I haven't told him how I feel. I'm going to do that. And I said, but you need to just be quiet. If he's going to be reactive, that's fine. And when people react to when you put up boundaries and when people react to you sticking in your own power and you taking control of your life, it's because they're not used to it. It's because they are used to you always pulling back that line of the boundary or always going the extra mile, and they don't respect you. And to be fair, you always do what you can with what you know at that point in time, right? So don't be hard on yourself. Don't blame yourself for anything that's happened, but just know that you can grow from that situation. And so looking at that situation with her and her brother and telling her, you know, you need to express your feelings. You need to go from there. You need to let him know this is how he's made you feel. But then it's your choice of how you control how you react. And it's going to take time. You know, you've been in this situation with the lack of boundaries for a long time with your brother. So don't expect by the first conversation, he's going to be like, okay, I'm going to stop treating you like that. From my own personal experience, it doesn't happen like that. People need to get into a new habit. People need to experience a different way of being in a relationship. Again, when I mention relationship, it's whatever in your life. But I think that's the first thing that I wanted to share with you all is kind of take a step back and have a look at the relationship dynamics in your life and how, number one, you were standing in your own power and you were holding your boundaries, expressing how you feel. Don't ever allow anyone to make you feel like you can't express how you feel, because you don't want to project, you don't want to yell at them, you don't want to get aggravated or angry or try to pick a fight. It's healthy to be like, you have made me feel like this, or this situation has made me feel like this, right? And to accept that you have that choice, as I said earlier, to stick in that emotion or to get out of it and to make a change. And doing things like this is making a change. So definitely, number one, have a look at the relationships that you have in your life. Look at the boundaries that you are setting. And I did a free three-day challenge. I can't remember if I mentioned on the podcast, I probably did last week, about this free three-day challenge on how to put yourself first. It was hosted on The Daily Flow, my free Facebook group. And the very first day was about boundaries. So That's an ex. It's probably one of my favorite live streams I have ever hosted. So definitely, I'll leave the link in the show notes below. Go check that out after this podcast episode to go a little bit more in depth when it comes to boundaries. But then my second thing was to say to her, you need to remember that every single person that you come in contact with in your life, whether it's short-term, long-term, you know, your mom, your dad, your partner, your friends, whether it's the person at the coffee shop or a shop assistant, which I'm going to give you a real-life example that happened to me the other day. But everyone in your life is a mirror, and they reflect back to you traits that you see strongly within yourself or traits that you would like to embody. When someone's behavior or the way that someone is triggers you in a negative way, you need to ask yourself, is this a trait that I actually want, or is this a trait that I have and I actually dislike? And this takes a lot of honesty. This takes a lot of time to become self-aware and to do a self-assessment on the traits and the values and your behaviors and your emotions, and to say to yourself, okay, this person is acting a certain way and that's triggering me. Like, think back to the last time you got triggered by someone or someone annoyed you and you're like, oh my God, she's so annoying or he's so annoying. Think about what that trait actually was, and is it because you have it within yourself and you don't particularly like it and you want to make a change and you haven't? Or is it because you want to be more like that person? See, a lot of the time when people get triggered by a very confident, self-confident person, someone who presents and holds themselves in a confident manner, they will get triggered in a way and say, oh, that person is so annoying. They think they're so good. They think they know everything. But deep down, from my experience of coaching clients and even having this conversation with my loved ones, it is normally a call that person actually wants to be more confident. That person actually wants to embody confidence and sit in a confident manner and learn how they can present themselves in their way. So just because it triggers you, don't automatically default to thinking it's a negative thing. I want you to stop yourself. This is a great thing to journal on. Everything I give you today is actually a great thing to journal on. But definitely stop, think about the trait and think, okay, am I actually a little bit envious? Do I actually want to embody this? Have I been trying to work on my confidence and I'm not quite up to that point? You know what I mean? So just think that everyone that is reflected is a reflection of what is happening inside of you. And my personal example, it's funny. As we're getting towards the end of the year, I am wanting to just slow down a little bit more, just be a bit more chilled with my time, lean into hustle and flow in a more of a balanced way, because the past few months I have been quite hustle, 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 and I've noticed I haven't taken a whole lot of time to just relax, you know, I'm always, if I do relax, I'm stressing about work. And I have shared a few episodes ago that one of my things I started five months ago, was setting up a boundary with my friends, right? That I wouldn't see them Monday to Thursday. That would be my work day unless it was like a birthday or something important. So I set up that boundary. Now, as we're going into the festive season, end of the year, new year, I have relaxed that quite a bit. And yes, it's good and I'm feeling better for it. But you also, when it comes to that, I still, you know, I own a business. It still needs to run. I still need to move the needle in some way. So I do have to practice discipline. But anyway, my point of telling you this, rehashing this for you, is that I was really kind of engrossed. Yeah, let's use that word, engrossed in what I had to do. And as I was putting out the Femme Collective bundle, which I sold for Black Friday, which it is not on the Black Friday sale price anymore, obviously, but it is still up because I have had a couple of DMs. Is it still going to be available after Black Friday? Absolutely. It will be in the show notes below. So go check it out if you are interested. But I have been really engrossed in that and it's been great. And a few other things that I'm really shifting as I head into 2021 for the business particularly. But I was kind of pushing aside like, yes, I'll relax more on the weekend, I'll relax more. And so anyway, getting back to the whole, everyone is a mirror and a reflection of the traits you have or need to embody. I went to a different Coles to do food shopping. That's a supermarket for anyone that's not in Australia or doesn't know. And I normally do self-checkout, but sometimes I just cannot be bothered. So I'd just rather get someone else to do it, right? So I did that, put it on, and this person is scanning and he's super, super slow. Like, honestly, at that moment, it was painstakingly slow. And I was getting annoyed. Like, I was working myself up and I didn't have to have anywhere particular to be. I wasn't in a rush for anything. I was literally going home to make lunch and then start my work day. And so I wasn't in a rush, right? But because I'd been so fast paced, what had happened is I had attracted this reflection of a part of me I wished to embody, which was slowing down and going at a slower pace. And it's so funny because it may seem like such a small thing and a small reflection, and it's like, oh no, like it doesn't signify that. But when I say to you that every single person that you come into contact with will reflect back to you, they will. And so I was getting annoyed, and then I paid, and as I was walking out, I was like, no, Jess, take a moment to just think about what happened. And so that afternoon I went more into flow. I still did work, but I wasn't so uptight about it, right? I wasn't so like, oh my God, gotta do this, gotta do that. Because I'm someone, this is why I love using a classic piece of paper and a pen to write down my high priority and my low priority list. I've always been like that. Because I find it very soothing to get it out of my head. But sometimes if it's stuck in my head and I'm out and about or things start to pile up, it's like, it feels so overwhelming. And then you write it on a piece of paper and it's like, all right, I can tackle this. So it was just, that was just an example that I wanted to share with you, that's not such an obvious example that you come into contact with. So another piece of homework for you all. So many golden nuggets in this podcast episode. This is why I couldn't wait to share it today. But just really think about everything that you come into contact with. What are they reflecting back onto? And obviously, you know, it's good to think about the people that you have in your inner circle, your romantic partner, your best friend, you know, the people, your family, the people you spend the most time with. Are there certain elements, traits, aspects, behaviors, emotions, reactions that people are projecting onto you or reflect onto you that, I guess, trigger you in some form or way? But just remember, side note, that just because it triggers you does not necessarily mean, I think the word trigger gets such a bad rep and it's like got a negative connotation to it, but just know it doesn't mean it's always a negative thing. So I want to come full circle right now with everything I shared with you. So as I said at the start, my client came, she was like, I want to speak about the business, the boundaries, the people that I'm attracting. And then I straight away, before we even got into that, as I've shared with you today, I went into her personal life. So what was happening is she had this in her personal life, the lack of boundaries, the lack of control of how she respected herself. I remember when you have a lack of boundaries, when you have a lack of control when it comes to your emotions and your behaviors and the way you interact with people, that is telling your subconscious mind that you do not trust yourself. It's automatically reverting to, okay, we don't trust ourselves, we're going to bring about more scenarios. And where were those scenarios showing up for her? In her business life. So you've got to really do, the personal stuff was her inner, and then the business was her external, right? So you've got to do that inner work. You know, that's the big takeaway from today, is that you can't always look at the problem area in the sense of what you can see in front of your face. Sometimes it takes from looking around within in different parts and sections to be like, okay, this is what this is coming from. And I said to her, once you start to establish in your own personal life where you have a lot of control over, then you will be able to tell, you're telling your subconscious, all right, I trust myself enough. All right, we can do this. All right, this is how we want to behave and react and be seen. This is how we want to be respected. Because the less that you do that to yourself, the more you're going to bring about situations and attractions that don't align with you and aren't good for you. And so once she's looked to that, I said, you know, then the next thing would be in a business aspect. And anyone that owns a business or deals with clients specifically, I said, literally write out, and this is such an old school, you know, business trick, but literally write out your dream client and get so specific. Go into detail. What's their hair color? Is it male, female? What age? What do they like? You know, how do they treat you? How do they speak? Even give them a name. Get super, super specific on what you want. And the key isn't to write it out and feel silly and feel like it's not going to happen. It's to fill into that. Like, what is your ideal client? And you can do this in several other ways as well. It's a bit of a manifestation technique, but if you're trying to attract a romantic partner, if you're trying to attract a friend, or someone that, or a place you want to work out, write it down, get super specific. Remember, when it comes to energetics, the universe can't give you what you want unless you demand it and you're specific and you are serious and honest with your intentions. So that was the full circle and kind of a very quick recap of what happened on this client call. But I thought just so many little golden nuggets that were great as a reminder for myself. And I love when I get on a call and we can dive a little bit deeper into what's actually happening. And I think that's something that's my point of difference. I don't actually jump straight to, okay, well, you're struggling with this in your business. Let's go over your business strategy. I'm like, okay, no. Let's take a few steps back. Let's zoom out. Let's zoom out, bird's eye view, look at it, minus the emotion, put in the logic and what's actually happening around you. And so I urge you to do this as you think about this podcast. I urge you to do all of the homework or the tips that I've given you, journal on this and take it seriously. Like I said in my free 3-day challenge, that this challenge is amazing. The content I'm sharing is amazing, but it doesn't mean anything and it's not amazing if you don't apply it, if you don't create tangible steps. It's all well and good to say, for example, I really want a Range Rover, but what are your tangible steps to get there? You know, and what's the energy you're going to be put behind? Are you going to go for that promotion? Are you going to start doing something on the side hustle? Are you going to be saving a bit more? Are you going to start test driving that Range Rover or, you know, hanging, networking with people that have Range Rovers, that type of thing, putting out the energy and attraction there, and then it will fall into place. So lots to think about, lots to digest, but I think you're all going to appreciate it. And I'm going to leave you with that because I do know that it was a lot. But as always, everything you need to follow me is in the show notes below. And I would love, love, love if you could leave a review. Or if you can't be bothered writing, I would love a 5-star review. It means so much to the podcast. And if you don't know, because I probably don't say this enough, the podcast does have its own Instagram. It's literally at the Jessica Pennelly Podcast, the full name of the podcast. Go follow it. It's a really fun podcast, posting lots of different quotes from podcast episodes and just cute little graphics that I find on Instagram because I find there's so many that I love and I just save. Like all of my saved folder on Instagram is just all these cute graphics. So definitely come give us a follow, do updates on there, and we would love to have you. But as always, would love to connect with you. Come speak to me on my personal Instagram at Jess Pennelly. And until then, I will speak to you next week. Bye.